With Fidelity Wealth Management, a dedicated advisor can work with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Plus, you'll have access to specialists in estate planning strategies. So you're not just growing and protecting your wealth, you're sharing it. More at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC. And now a word from our sponsors at Betterment. If you're listening to my show, you're looking for tips on how to work smarter, not harder. And let's be real, you're already working hard to earn your money, but how do you make sure that your money is working hard for you? Here's how. With a Betterment automated investment and savings app, your money will go to work. They've got technology that will provide you with advanced tools, and they're built to help maximize your returns, not to mention your time. They have expert-built portfolios of low-cost exchange-traded funds. You know I love those exchange-traded funds. There's automated investing technology, and as part of that, automated rebalancing. Many of you have been asking about rebalancing, and it sort of feels like a hard thing to do on your own. With Betterment, easy peasy. They do it for you. Visit Betterment.com to get started. Learn more about high-yield cash accounts at Betterment.com. Investing involves risk. Performance is not guaranteed. Cash reserve offered through Betterment LLC and Betterment Securities. Betterment is not a bank. Welcome to the Jill on Money podcast. It is Monday, September 27th. It is the last week of September. Mark, how are you feeling about that? He wants cooler temperatures. He was complaining to me last week that it was so hot and sticky. I said, not in my air-conditioned apartment, it isn't. What, you know, you guys don't keep your air on in September? Is that some sort of philosophical thing? Okay, so Mark basically says that June is really still the spring and September is still the summer. September is my favorite month to go swimming in the ocean because it's still warm and nobody's around. But I have to say, in the Northeast, pretty intense currents, rip tides, and it's been a little dangerous. So I've altered some of my behaviors, Mark, because I'm a mature adult. Oh, you know what I was thinking? Mark thinks it's I have to be careful because if I disappear, he's screwed. Maybe you should buy key person life insurance on me. Maybe you should buy a policy and you would be the beneficiary of that. If you guys don't know this concept, there is actually an insurance product called it used to be called Key Man. Now we call it Key Person Insurance. And the way it works is that, for example, when I owned a company, there would be insurance on my life that would flow to the company upon my death to go out and replace me and maybe find the right person to come in and fill the void, or maybe to help buy out. There's insurance that is used to buy out partnership agreements. So, Mark, I think you ought to look into that. Go see how much it costs to get 15-year term life on a healthy 55-year-old non-smoking woman. Check it out. Let me know. Okay. Now, that is all you need to know about that. This is the program that takes the mystery out of your financial life. We are trying to help you make the next best decision in anything financial. Okay. So it doesn't really matter to us what your issue is. We just would love to hear from you. You can get in touch with us by going to our website. It's jillonmoney.com. On that website, there's a contact button. You just click it and then tell us what your question is. And please let us know if you would like to join us on the air because it's more fun. That is what Ross did. Ross is on the line from Texas. Hello, Ross. Welcome to the program. Are you worried about my demise so Mark survives? You feel like you got a little inside take on our relationship now?
Yes, yes. I'm very worried about
that. You're worried about that? I'm worried about that too. I'm not really that worried. I think he'll be fine. What is on your mind, Ross? What can we do for you?
I am I'm ready for retirement from corporate life. And so I'm just wondering if I'm financially independent enough for my next endeavor.
Okay.
So we've talked about FIND before.
Yeah, I love that. So Ross, how old are you?
My wife and I'll be 57 at the end of the year. My wife will be 55.
And you both are currently working or are you just working? What's the division there?
I work full time and my wife has had a part time job for a long time. So mostly raising the kids and that kind of thing.
Right. Ross, how much do you earn right now?
150 probably. Let's say a base. Yeah.
Okay. And are you entitled to bonuses?
Yes. So combined, we're probably 175.
Okay, that's great. And what about your wife part time? How much does she earn?
It's between 10 and 20.
And you got some kids?
We have three boys. Mm-hmm. So the oldest two are out of college and launched. The youngest just entered college. So he's 19 and just entered college.
And are you guys paying for his college?
Yes, we fully paid for the first two, and we intend to do the same for the third. And we've got about $90,000 for that. So okay, probably about 3 years worth of college saved up for him.
What do you think is, like, ideally, when you talk about early retirement, new endeavor? Mm-hmm. When are we talking about this? Like, when?
Probably in the spring is what I'd like to do. So kind of finish up and ensure I get, you know, the year-end bonus and contribution to my retirement one more time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So let's hear about some of the savings that you guys have done to see if this is possible.
Sure. So as far as retirement, just over $2 million in retirement accounts, plus we have an investment property that I count as towards that as well.
But not as part of that $2 million?
Correct. Right.
Okay. So what's the property worth?
The investment property is worth about $237,000, and we owe $177,000 on that.
And it's cash flowing positive for you?
Yes. Over $600 a month.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. Okay, good. So you're going to hang on to that.
Yes. And we'd like to get a second one. So maybe we can talk about that, you know, in a little bit.
Slow down, partner. Slow down right now. All right. The $2 million in retirement, is it all pre-tax or is there some Roth part of that? What's the breakdown?
Yeah, we have about 1.8 of that, I'd say, is 401k or rollover IRA, traditional, you know, IRA. Mm-hmm. Type stuff. And then so tax-free is the remaining about $240,000.
Okay, got it. Non-retirement assets?
Mostly it's just in our emergency fund, which is $65,000.
Okay, got it.
So nothing much there.
Okay, well, that's plenty as long as it's your emergency fund. Primary residence?
So the primary residence is about $580,000, $585,000, something like that. And mm-hmm. We owe $55,000 on that.
Almost
pretty good
done.
Equity in that. Yeah, about $530,000 in equity on that.
And if you were going to have a new endeavor, are you going to hang in that current primary residence, or is there any move that would that you're thinking about?
I'll probably just stay put.
Okay.
And then I don't really think of that in terms of any retirement. Like, I think if I were to sell it, I probably would buy something, you know, equal somewhere else.
So, okay, fair enough. How much does it cost you guys to live your life in Texas? You know, you make, let's just call it, you know, just south of $200,000 a year. That has allowed you to accumulate a lot of money. So what do you think your actual retirement need is?
I kind of put it at $90,000 to be conservative. I feel like it's probably closer to 80 or something less than that. Okay. It's really what our annual expenses would be.
Would you be entitled to any pension benefit?
It's a small one. I think it'd be about $500 a month if I waited till 70 to mm-hmm. take that. If I took the lump sum, though, I believe it'd be right about $90,000. So I'm including that $90,000 in the retirement assets.
Okay, I got it. What about if you're thinking about, like, I'm done with the corporate world, but you would be willing to work, yes?
Yes. I kind of would like to not have to go back to a W-2, you know, 1099 type thing. I haven't quite figured out what that new endeavor would be. But I'd be willing to do something because I think our goal is to not touch our retirement until, say, 65. So let those funds, I may not add to them. I may not be able to add to them, but let them ride, you know, for the next, you know, 7-8 years. Mm-hmm. And so I would want to cover my expenses somehow, some way. And if that means working for somebody else or just doing something else, then I'm open to that.
So in your head, as you think about the $90,000 a year need, you're saying to me that you want to find some job that will pay you somewhere like north of $100,000, because I presume your wife would still continue with her part-time stuff or not?
Yeah, she probably would for a little while. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just looking because obviously I look at, I wrote down, I wrote down 57 to 65 question mark.
Yes, and because, that is the question mark.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, if I could wind the clock ahead and you were 67 and not 57, I'd be like, you're in great shape. This is a critical time in your life because, I mean, again, let's just say that you made $110,000, $120,000 a year. Your wife continues to make her part-time. And after taxes, it's fine. You cover your expenses, but you got to do that for those 8 years, mostly because of the health insurance implication. You just need to have, you need money coming in right. and you need to cover your health insurance.
Right.
Is there a job that you, and again, I know this is all like sort of fantasy land, right?
Mm-hmm.
But is there a job that you think you could be happier doing for half the money or whatever, two-thirds of the money? Or is it just like, oh my God, I'm just going to work for another ding-dong firm and I'm going to be just as unhappy 2 years from now, but I'm be making less money?
I probably could find another place, but the last 2 years at my job has been really rough and not enjoyable, right? Mm. And so that is kind of, you know, almost prompting me to want to do something else. And so I'm sure I could find another employer or another job that would be more enjoyable that I could do.
I mean, I don't want to crush your dreams, you know, honest to God, although, I mean, I don't know. I think that you don't want to touch the $2 million, right? Because you want the two, you know, in 8 years to be three or three and a half, right?
Right.
And
right.
at that time, if you look at the numbers, let's just pretend it's three and a half, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you look at those numbers and you say, well, you know, $3.5 million. What could I pull out of that without blowing out of, you know, the whole portfolio? And I think it gets you what you need. I mean, you sort of do need to accumulate somewhere around $3.5 million by the time you're ready to call it quits completely. Now, I'm not saying you will absolutely go from two to three and a half over the next 8 years. I'm just
sure.
saying, you know, I think you could. It could be worse. It could be better.
Sure.
But, you know, to make the numbers look better, you'd want to make more now. I think you're close here. You know, this is this would be a quite a bold move on your part. I don't think that it makes a ton of sense to leave, except for the fact you said you're so unhappy. And I don't want you to stay some, especially in a hot job market. If you're going to look for a new job this minute, is there a job that you think you can make, let's say, 125, 130, 140, and be happy? Are you looking? Are you actively looking? Do you feel like you have skills that are transferable to another firm?
I do have skills that would transfer, yes. I'm not actively looking. I'm looking at, I guess because part of that is I'm wanting to retire from the current company. And so to get a job with someone else, you know, would be like, hey, can you start in 2 weeks type thing?
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm really looking at is finish out this time. And then as I get close to that date, say it's the spring or something like that, then I would then start to look
okay.
at that time. There is one thing a little tidbit to throw in there is that my employer does offer pre-65 medical, so which is partly why I would want to retire as opposed to just leaving, right, and going to another job. Is they could cover, the expenses are about $775 a month to get full medical for me and my wife. And
until you're so play that out for me a little bit. So you're 57 years old. It's April of 2022. You say, boss, it's been great. Shake
yep.
your hand. I'm yep. going to retire.
Yep.
Then what happens?
I have medical coverage through them until they phase it out, which is after 2025. So I'd have about, you know, 4 years or so of coverage, 5 years of coverage with
That's
them.
That's big.
By then I'm 61. Now I do have 4 more years to cover on the market.
But still, that would be big.
Yeah,
because that would that would give you flexibility as you to at least in the beginning say,
right.
I don't know if I want a full time job. But I mean,
right.
did when we said the $90,000 a year, did that include $775 a month for medical
yes.
or not?
Mm-hmm.
It did.
Yep.
Okay.
Includes
All right. Mm-hmm. All right. I feel a little bit. That's a little breathing room. That's kind of
yeah.
cool. Is this a pandemic related kind of business that you're just like, ugh, I can't go back? Or is this just the firm has changed or changed direction or you've changed? What do you think has occurred in the last 2 years that made it kind of yucky?
Well, I got reorged like three times in about 18 months. And so, you know, being in four different organizations at the same employer. But none of those were my choices, right? So, you know, it's not like I interviewed for and wanted this. It just, but I got moved. And so, and each one seemed to be just a little rougher than the one before. It just, you know, where I ended up. So
if you can find something to replace this income, then I think it's great. I don't know, Mark, do you think that this is a viable plan? Oh, brilliant, brilliant. Mark says you want to see if after that 4-year period, whether you would be COBRA eligible. And I bet you're not, because that would be gaming the system. Do you know if you are or not, Ross?
I don't know.
If you did find that out, it would be great, because you could get the 4 years at $775 a month, then another 18 months. And I presume that $775 a month, they're not, are they actually contributing to that? Is there any sort of subsidy that the company provides, or is that just all you?
I would think that's still subsidized.
Yeah, that's what I would think. And I wonder, would be cool, because that's a great point Mark makes, that if in 2025, after those 4 years, you then get another year and a half out of it for through COBRA, and then you just have 2.5 years left. That would be, I think, at least a more reasonable approach. On the other hand, it may be that after 4 years, you're like, you know what, I'll do the Affordable Care Act because it's cheaper and it's fine and we're good. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. So we can see where you are and also see if you have a job that you like, that you may say, hey, I actually would want to be an employee here. I'm working enough hours to be entitled to purchase my own insurance through that company. I agree. You cannot touch the retirement money. You cannot touch the retirement money until you're 65. You just can't, because you're really close on the meeting your need. All right.
Right.
Did you get your Social Security benefit estimate at age, your full retirement age or 70? Do you have those numbers?
I do. So for me, if I stopped working at the end of the year, but then delayed until 70, it would be $42,000 a year is the way I understand it. Mm-hmm. And for my wife, if she did the same,
right,
it would be about $15,000. So combined $57,000.
You know, that's going to cover a good chunk of your needs. So even the pressure to keep your hands off the retirement assets is eased up once you get to age 70. And by the way, of course, you're going to have to pay tax on the money you pull out of the retirement funds, and you will, but it'll be at a low bracket, and hopefully, God willing. I don't know. I think it's possible. I think this is a possible plan. I really want you to crunch some of the numbers. Yes. I was trying to think about whether or not that Mark wants to know whether we should start stockpiling cash. I was thinking the same thing. Does your company provide a match to the 401k?
Yes, 8%.
Okay. So in right now, are you maxing out, I presume?
I'm matching the 8%.
Oh, you're just doing 8%.
Yes.
You're not putting in more than that. Okay, so keep doing the 8%, but don't put any more money away. And money that is saved in general, if you get a better bonus or whatever, just pop it into your emergency reserve.
Right.
I'd love that emergency reserve to be $100,000 by the time you're calling it quits. Or I shouldn't say call it quits. When you are finding your next endeavor.
That's right.
It's very exciting, right?
Yeah. I also do contribute to the IRAs for us each year. So that's why I don't maximize the 401k. But I switch over once I get the match, I switch over to the IRAs and contribute to those. So we're putting away about $25,000 a year.
Yeah. I wouldn't do the IRAs now.
Okay.
I would just let that be. Forget it. Okay. I really would rather you have more cash.
Okay. Mentioned earlier about the investment property, about getting a second one that gives me a pretty good.
N-O income. Spells no. N-O. No way. Okay. There's no money to do that. You'd have to pull money out of your retirement plan, pay tax on it. No.
And you're I pulled out of the Roth. My contributions to the Roth, I guess, are
No. Yeah, no. No. No.
Okay.
Keep working. You want to be a real estate baron? Then you have to be in your rotten job and reorg 3 more times. What else? Wills in place?
We have wills, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Healthcare proxies?
I don't know about that, though.
That's a biggie in my world. I think that would be really important for you guys. Just to know, if something bad happens, my wife gets to pull the plug. I get to pull the plug on her.
Right. Okay?
I think it's exciting. You got to tell us how Plan B works out. You must keep in touch with us, okay? You promise?
Will do. Yes. All right. Thank you all so much for your time today.
Thanks for joining us. If you, like Ross, would like to come on the air and run through some scenarios, and I'm going to follow up with Ross because I think it's interesting to hear about people who are making really big decisions in this post-COVID era, what I hope is soon to be post-COVID because we're still in it. But I'm intrigued by it. And I'm hopeful that we can really start to hear more and more of these stories. And I want you guys to share them with each other because I think they're inspiring and they get all of us thinking. So thank you so much to Ross. If you would like to join us, just go to jillonmoney.com and hit the contact button. While you're there, sign up for our free weekly newsletter, subscribe to our sister podcast, which is called Eye on Money. Okay, do me a favor. Do something nice for someone else today. All right, would you do that? I would really appreciate it. Grit, growth, grace, and a little gratitude. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks for listening.